Episode 1116, Delight in the Storms.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going? I pray it has started off just swell and that you are feeling the love and the joy in your heart. I know sometimes things can get a little rough, and so we all need a little bit of inspiration. We're going to chat about how to delight in the storms. We all got lemons, but somehow we're going to make lemonade. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when life gives you lemons, delight in the storms. It's time to make lemonade out of all that is thrown at you. There truly is no reason to feel overwhelmed and to be afraid at what you are facing. God's got you. Your safety rests in the protection of your heavenly Father. Even when you are falling apart at the seams, you are not alone. Your tears may fill up a cup, but God's love for you overflows. My boys started school yesterday, and I picked them up, and I was so excited to learn all that they knew that day, what they experienced, all the new possibilities and opportunities. And I really started thinking about my oldest one, and he's my little Einstein. I'm like, oh, you know, I hope everything goes well. He's very young for his age and where he is as a sophomore. And I thought, you know what? He's going to be the hard one. He's going to be a little more troubled. He may fall into a few more storms. And then it was my youngest who is the outgoing, bubbly one, very much more of my personality. And I thought, oh, it's going to be a breeze for him. Well, I go and pick up my oldest of the two boys and my little Einstein. I ask him, so how was it? And he begins to methodically go through his day. And it was all a beautiful day. He even smiled and chuckled. He said, oh yeah, these kids were crazy. And you know, one said, hey, what's up? And I was like, well, you got two words out of him. That's pretty good. That means you're in the crowd. And he said, well, at lunch, you know, I sat at the end, but I wasn't all alone and it wasn't like somebody was staring at me. So somehow, even though he was facing a storm, he was able to delight in the storm. He got through it. And I really thought it was going to be a tough day for him. And then I go to pick up my youngest. Yeah, the outgoing, bubbly one, the one that is everybody's friend who doesn't know a stranger. And every other word, he was holding back the tears. The storms that he faced yesterday were much more challenging than the ones that I thought my older son was going to face. My heart broke and tore in two. I thought, oh my gosh, what have I done as a mom? I've left him hanging here. I just assumed that everything was going to be good. And here maybe I didn't put enough preparation into him because I was worried about my older one. Yeah, he had a tough day, but somehow he got through it. So he came home, went off to his room, and it was such a bad day for him. He actually locked the door. And I sent in my youngest daughter and I said, Ashley, go talk to him for a moment. You know what it was like. You transferred in as a middle schooler. Man, middle schoolers, oh, it is a tough road as a middle schooler. And I've done it in all grades. You know, I've transferred in as a high school. I've transferred as a middle schooler. I've transferred in elementary. It's just been a roller coaster ride for me. But it's different when it's your child. And I don't know if my mom ever struggled with me when it came to that because I just found a way. I truly did delight in the storms. I was truly focused on making rainbows out of thunderstorms. I knew that there was light at the end of the tunnel. But here's my son locked his bedroom door. I thought, this wasn't a good day. Will he go back tomorrow? What are our options? I felt as a failed parent, a failed mom. And I thought, Lord, what have I done wrong? And I was quickly reminded to delight in the storms. So I gave him his space. I walked away. And I thought he just needs to come to grip with whatever he was facing. Maybe there was just so much emotion, so much tension, trying to be that outgoing, bubbly self that he naturally is, that he just needed some time by himself to really figure out what had happened. Maybe he was missing his friends, his teachers. So as I walked away, I said a little prayer. I said, Lord, open up his heart so you can heal him, touch him, calm him, forgive him, strengthen him, and love him. I love him, but there's something about God's comfort that is more healing than anything I can ever give my child. God is ready, but are you? Delight in the storms. My husband called me and said, sweetheart, I'm on my way home. Do you need me to stop and pick up anything? I said, no, I need you to come home and talk to our baby. He's sad, and I wasn't prepared that this was going to happen. And he too was a little surprised. Once again, God reminded me to delight in the storms. I continued to give our youngest his space and said, all right, Lord, you got this, because I don't. Obviously, I didn't know really what and how to prepare him. Whatever he was facing, I knew he would come to grips with it at some point. My husband came home and I greeted him with a hug and a kiss, and off he went to talk to our baby. About 15, 20 minutes later, my little man comes walking around the corner. He goes, Mom, did I ever tell you what was so great about today? And I stopped. I said, no, son, what was it? And he continued to tell me the story of how he saw the Lego club, the little poster hanging in the hall. He goes, Mom, I think I want to do that because, you know, that's my passion. Delight in the storms. Too often we are looking at all the crap that is in front of us, that we don't see the rainbow. We don't see what's on the other side. Because we get stuck as to where we are. Delight in the storms. This is where God shows you his strength in your time of need. He delights in sharing your journey with you, the good, the bad, and the most unwanted ugly. See the storms as ships passing in the night, because this too shall pass. You won't linger long until your rescue appears, but you must be ready. Are you ready? My son continued the conversation, and he said, you know what? I met this boy. He was kind of a funny boy, and he made me laugh. And then he talked about a girl, and then he talked about one of his favorite teachers in social studies. And he goes, I kind of like him, Mom. And there was a spark there. Delight in the storms. If I would have focused on every single tear that he was trying to hold back, I probably would have kept him in the slump, and that would have done him no good. It would have been a disservice to him. Too many times we're focused on the negative. Are you doing that today? Are you focused on what you're stuck in? Are you stuck in that mud and you don't feel like you can get out? Right now, I am stuck in boxes. This time, I'm talking to you in my master bedroom. And I've got my computer perched here next to the window, on top of this big, huge wardrobe box. It's quite hysterical, honestly. I've got a few of our kitty cats laying around going, when's my attention coming? If I was to focus on all the stuff that was in front of me, I would never get to what really matters. Delight in the storms. See the good in the bad. Love your journey where you're at, because I promise you, you're going to come out on the other side better. But you got to ask yourself, are you ready? Today, ready your heart and delight in the storms, because God's got you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.